Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
So where do we stand exactly with the race to replace?
I know everyone would like to know exactly how everything's going to work out, but that's just not something that, you know, we're prepared to roll out at this time.
Okay, then. I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 and 716, and I'm really not sure who knows what at this point when it comes to NY27, as it's come to be known. Will Representative Chris Collins remain on the ballot? Will he be replaced by the GOP? Erie County Republican Party Chairman Nick Langworthy looms large in this whole process, but he's not alone. There are seven other chairmen to consider across the NY27 district.
You know, it's been a few weeks since we've had a chance to catch up with you. I'm sure you've been sleepless trying to figure out how to get Congressman Collins off the ballot.
WBEN's Mike Baggerman pressing Langworthy for some answers on NY27, and there are some pretty interesting factoids in this exchange.
That being said, here we are about a week before September 19th. Is there a plan, and is there a way to get him off?
I am not in any interview I do going to write the legal briefs for our opposition. So I know everyone would like to know exactly how everything's going to work out, but that's just not something that, you know, we're prepared to roll out at this time. I am as confident today as I've been confident from the beginning that there are mechanisms in place with Congressman Collins' cooperation to replace him on the ballot. Just like if Andrew Cuomo is to win on Thursday and defeat Cynthia Nixon, just like their game plan that they've talked about in the press in New York City for 2 months on how they're going to try to pull her off the working families line to not split the vote. They have mechanisms in place there to try to remove her from the gubernatorial ballot. They're going to use those if Andrew Cuomo is successful. Make no mistake, he knows how she is a serious threat to him winning another term if she stays on the ballot. So the Democrats that cry foul and cry fraud because there are mechanisms in place in New York State election law to switch ballot positions around after the primary, I challenge them. Are they going to call their own governor a fraud if he takes that same situation? Are they going to cry foul when it's really exactly the same situation?
So then going back to Collins, what is the current direction? If you don't have a specific, you know, candidate or method to get him off, what's the direction that you guys are heading?
Well, I mean, as we told people the last time we met, which was the time of the candidate screenings, we first thought it was a fast process that we were going to continue on. But the more we work with our attorneys, the slower roll on this made a lot more sense because of New York State election law, a lot of documentation is not germane until after the primary. So even, for instance, everyone speculated about Eden because there's multiple vacancies in that town. Those vacancies occurred after petitions were filed in July, so there was no mechanism for those vacancies to be considered in a primary. Those get filled by a document and an instrument called a certificate of nomination, which is signed by me as county chairman, to fill spots where they were not eligible to have a primary. It's basically a permission slip for us to put a candidate on the ballot. Those can't be turned in until after the primary. Other things we've learned are there's eight counties in the district. There are state parties that have certain jurisdiction in this situation. Those that reorganize and have their a reorganization meeting is the election for party leadership. Those that are in the even year this year, like myself here in the Erie County Republican Committee and Niagara County and Ontario County and Orleans County, we must hold our party reelections. in order to conduct business on any substitutions. So us prematurely rolling a candidate out before the legal steps were in place, we made the collective decision, you know, at the advice of counsel, to slow walk that portion of it. So here we find ourselves, if we're closing in on primary day, things will start to happen.
So then in retrospect, do you guys kind of regret the mad dash that you took at the very beginning to replace Collins before finding out all the nuances with the legal system?
I don't regret the way we conducted our interviews at all, because it allowed us as chairs and party leaders to sample what's out there as possible candidates, to go back and talk to our committees, to have conversations. Those candidates have also permeated the different organizational meetings, and that I don't regret at all. I will say that much of the mad dash was on your industry's behalf more than my industry's behalf. So
did you have any regrets whatsoever then about this entire process?
I regret that we're in this process and in this situation. I regret that the events of August 8th have led us to where we are today. I don't want to be here. I'd rather be focusing on electing Republicans up and down the ballot without this great distraction. I would rather not be on a conference call with legal team every single day discussing scenarios and playbooks and all of the things at great cost and great distraction from our party. This is not in the best interest of our party to be doing this, but we're doing what we have to do. My mission is to allow a choice to be made by voters that share a conservative Republican philosophy, and I and the 8 county chairs of the Republican Party of Western New York that make up the 27th district are dedicated to offering a choice to voters that will be someone that can serve this community and the Congress without distraction, that will be a conservative Republican voice for Donald Trump's agenda in Congress.
We've been hearing a lot about a deadline of September 19th. Why is that day?
There is that is not necessarily hanging over the head of this group, but the difference, and I'll use the Amherst town clerk, for instance, because that's something that's come up since this process has taken place, but it was also something that was well in the works, is Ms. Yeager got a job at the University of Buffalo that's a full-time commitment. Marjorie Yeager has made her resignation effective the 18th of September. That guarantees that it is on the ballot this year. Had her the 19th is the last day for a vacancy to be on this year's ballot. If the vacancy occurs on the 20th or after, it would be on next year's ballot for an unexpired term.
So any idea when you guys will come out with an announcement then? Are you hoping by then that September 19th?
There's much of what we're facing is locked down because of the primary. The primary is Thursday the 14th. Post-primary, things will start to happen.
Any specific day after the primary?
I can't. But think after the primary, in the party elections that have to take place, and things for us to do business appropriately. So our county committee is reorganizing on the 14th of September. I normally would wait till like the 25th. We had to package that up literally the day after the primary. I've got to hustle all the Republican committeemen in on a Friday night to get this done so that we're free to do business. This has cost us a great deal of distraction and has made us do things in a far different way than we would normally be functioning. And it's done so that we can give a choice to the voters of this district.
We'll be following it all, of course, primary day Thursday, and just stay tuned is all I can say. Back tomorrow.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.